The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We don't want to waste your time, so we won't. Vuse is vapor done right. Simple, sleek, stylish. Because when you find a vape that goes with everything, everything just clicks. Find Vuse at your local convenience store down the block.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
Rotatoes, we are back again. And I am just so excited to say that we are back for Arc 13. I loved this arc. It was the birth of the incredible duo of Erin Keefe and John Mackey. So incredible were they that I decided I had to get them back for the first campaign of the new arc. And because they were just incredible. They were absolutely incredible. That is available over on our Patreon right now if you're wondering, hey, what do you mean new arc, new campaign? That is because we are a couple months ahead over on the Patreon, so if you want to check that out, now is a brilliant time to check it out, because if you use the code AXIS50, all capital letters, AXIS, A-X-I-S 50, you get 50% off your first month on the Patreon. 50%! That is like $2.50. Or like £2, depending on whereabouts you're from. Sorry, I don't know many other sort of monetary conversions. But it's so, so cheap. I mean, less than the price of a coffee now. Much less. To get access to the Patreon for a whole month, which means ad-free episodes, which means no part one, part twos, all of the back catalogue, including the rest of Arc 13, Arc 14, and the new arc as well. So it's really a no-brainer. Access 50 to get 50% off. And if you are listening to this and you're thinking, well, I would love to get into it, but maybe I also want my friends to get into it so we can discuss all the lore together, well, you can also gift people memberships. If you go into the link in the description below, you will find a link that'll take you through to a place where you can gift memberships to other people. What an amazing gift it would be, both for your friend and for all of us over here at Rotating Heroes. So thank you truly so much for listening to this, and do not forget, if you want to get 50% off of your first month to the Rotating Heroes Patreon, use the promo code AXIS50. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into this Arc 13, Episode 1, with Zach Oyama, John Mackey, and Erin Keefe. Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody! I'm your GM, Jasper William Cartwright, and I am joined for the Rotators, with the Rotators, there we go, get there eventually, of the 13th arc! The
lucky number 13.
So lucky. And talking about lucky number 13, Zach's here again. I don't know why that was
hey, man.
Linked to you.
What? Come on. I do consider myself lucky. I'll say that. I think I have I'm not a gambler, but I feel
out
of my bones that I'm lucky.
Okay.
And
I did as a kid.
Yeah.
I remember we used to go to like the races and I'd be really good as a kid. But anyway, that's something we can talk about in the arc bark.
Okay.
But why don't we introduce our next two rotators for
Are
this
you sure
arc?
You don't want to talk about my luck?
Do you know what? Hey, we're going to test your luck today because you're going to roll some dice and we'll see how you do.
Okay.
Opposite me, we have...
It's me, John Mackey.
Yeah!
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah, that's me. I was behind a little curtain. Yeah, I muted
it's just
the
on
sound.
The front of the bill of your hat.
Yeah,
Your eyes.
It's
and
inspired
nose
by that that look that there was an actor who had at the Met Gala wore a hat that had a
retracting thing.
Retracting
yeah, who
curtain.
Was that?
Retracting.
It's
oh,
good
I
that
remember
we're,
that.
We brought it up. I brought it up
yeah,
without
yeah.
knowing.
That's going to definitely now annoy yeah. everybody. And yeah. also the people listening to this who are going to be screaming into their devices like, it was this person. Yeah. But whilst we look that up, let's introduce our third and final rotator.
Aaron Keefe.
Hey.
Hello. Thank you for having me. An honor to be back so soon.
Our continuing rotator for this arc.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Of course. That's so crazy.
Yes.
Continuing on.
That's so crazy. Yeah,
that's so crazy. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's so crazy, you guys.
And the last arc you recorded on Zoom, and here we are all in person.
It's so cool.
Yes.
Pretty heavenly.
It's really nice.
Love to record a podcast in person.
Yeah.
A lot better.
So
yeah.
much better. You can, you know, look into each other's eyes. You can get a good vibe.
Yeah.
You can feel people. I think you can feel if.
If you would stop touching the inside of my leg, yeah. if that's okay, John.
Don't sit so close to me.
But I have. It's a small studio.
He's impossibly far away from you, John.
Well, we're sharing a mic
again.
We have to get close.
Don't sit so close to me.
We are sharing a mic
across the room.
There's nothing else we can do.
I feel comfortable with this setup. I feel good about it.
Aaron is, of course, on a high tower
in another, like a separate room with a glass window.
I feel fantastic.
You are on Zoom.
Yeah,
in the room, but still on Zoom.
Sort of like a lifeguard situation. I'm sort of up above, just in case.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Any word on who had the hat at the Met Gala?
Billy Porter.
Billy Porter.
There we go.
I am wearing his hat. I did. I have it.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry. I'm just providing.
Yeah. I closed
curtain.
It. Oh, right. I closed it, and now it's open again. Yeah.
Now we've done it so many times now, I don't know where we're at, whether it's open or closed right now.
We'll call it open.
We'll leave.
You know what? We're keeping it open.
We're keeping it open. Perfect. Well, how about we go ahead and start arc 13? Sure, it'll be lucky. I'm sure that no one will die.
Huh.
I said that in the last beginning of the last arc, and I immediately killed the party twice in one episode. So that was, you know, one was on purpose, one was very much not on purpose. So
probably won't happen here.
Probably won't happen here.
No.
We'll see.
If my character has anything to say about it, nobody's gonna die today.
Absolutely perfect. No notes. Okay, let's go ahead and begin. Duta, having traveled with your friends up the river before having previously pissed off an entire town, stole an extremely determined guy's boat, met a follower of your patron, and pissed off that follower of your patron. Fought a bug, survived, all with the help of your trusted companions, Kerp, Strundleteet, and Sargogleg. At least you thought that they were your trusted companions, as less than 12 hours after that event, after one particularly raucous night, you awoke to find that Sargogleg had snuck off during the night. However, you had slightly bigger problems that day, as that was the first day that you saw her. Seemingly behind you, always, never in front, there seemed to be a lurking shadow. About 12 feet tall, hair all the way down to her ankles. All four ankles. She had four legs, two of which protruding at a slightly strange angle. Sort of ghostly presence that just seemed to hover around. However, you did notice that if you head in a certain direction, she seemed less frequent, less upset. If you turned down the wrong path, you'd see her again. She'd point back in that same direction. My first question to you, what do you think that Duta said to Strundleteet and Kerp was the reason that he just really wanted to head in this very specific direction and no other direction?
Fellas, there's a freaking lady behind me. All right, there's a freaking lady behind me, and I don't know if you guys can see this, okay? Because it does kind of feel like it might be like, can you see, Kerb, can you see this?
What? I feel like you guys are normally buddy-buddy, and so I don't want to, are you even my friend?
In this moment, I need you. So tell me, do you see the lady behind me?
What'd she look like?
She's like four legs, long hair.
And she's, what is she doing?
She's kind of just like popping up in and out and kind of following us and sort of pointing us in this direction. Okay.
That sounds like a border collie to me.
You can hear just behind you.
You hearing this?
It seems that as you're trying to talk about this person, it's getting closer. Its presence, it seems to be frustrated by you talking about it.
All right. I'm noticing a pattern here.
Okay?
Your eyes just kind of glazed
Kirk,
over.
Shut up, Kirk.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Listen, I need us all to kind of turn and walk straight down this path and just be totally normal, okay? Just be totally cool, okay? Just act normal, Kirk. You understand me?
Can you roll for acting normal? Like what Kirk's acting normal is?
Okay, I rolled a 6. Acting normal, I would say that's maybe charisma, which I have a 9 minus 2, so I rolled a 4. I was being normal. Kirk starts climbing a tree.
Kirk,
this turtle starts climbing a tree.
Kirk, you're sliding down. You don't even. I'm not gonna help you up the tree, okay? You're drawing it.
Why did Sago leave? I think we were best friends. It felt like, and then
he never liked you, Kirk. All right. I'm the kind of guy who spent my life with people who don't like me, okay? And I've learned to recognize it, okay?
It can't be that. Push my foot up on that little gnarled part.
We don't have time to climb this tree, Kirk. I know it sounds fun, but we gotta get out of here, okay? There's something crazy going on.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna go forward.
Come down the tree, Kirk. You haven't moved.
I'm scared. I'm scared of heights.
How about this? Close your eyes, jump into my arms, and then we'll get out of here.
You're so small compared to me. All right, I'm free. If I fall, I'm going to be so mad at you. Letting go now. 3, 2, 1.
I'm not even going to make you roll. You just hit the deck.
I'm sorry. I missed.
Ow.
I'm sorry, Kirk. Kirk, listen. Just get up. Dust yourself off. We got to go.
I will eat. Is there an owl here?
I think at this point you look over, Strundleteet is currently taking a leak by a tree, and right behind Strundleteet you just see this gigantic 12-foot lady reaching her arms down towards Strundleteet, hands either side of his neck.
Kirk, go. Walk.
I'm walking because I
make sure you empty it out, Strundleteet. We're out of here.
Wait, so you're just fully not gonna tell? You're just gonna leave Strundleteet there?
I'm scared. We gotta get out of here.
It's good to tell him. Sometimes he does, and he has to go pee almost immediately again.
You're just hearing your head.
Can I eat him?
Maybe don't eat him. You know, maybe.
Yes. No.
I've walked pretty far ahead.
Okay, Kirk, hang on one second, Kirk. Look, hey. Strundleteet, look out.
Did you walk away? Like, you're quite far away. And how loud are you saying this?
Like the volume that I'm speaking right now. I don't want to try. Look out.
Strundleteet's kind of looking at you, just being like, huh?
Strundleteet, look out.
What?
Look out.
He's just, huh?
No, look, turn around.
You see him like, doesn't seem to be able to see the hands around his throat.
Don't kill my friend.
Forward.
We gotta go.
I'm waiting on you. I'm way ahead.
As you start to walk forward, you see that as you're taking steps, the hands just sort of slowly retreat from either side of his neck. And as you travel forward for a little time, you eventually find yourself stumbling across a town. This is a town filled with these gigantic trees. A sort of weird amalgamation of old and new. Clearly there was some old obelisk-like technology in this town once upon a time, as you can now see sort of these weird little screens and displays and things like that that seem to flicker occasionally with some sort of latent energy. Some of these machines are being used to hollow out the inside of these giant trees to turn them into new dwellings and new homes. As you roll into this town, you find out pretty quickly it's called the Kirk's Cross. And it's sort of made and based around this sort of big crossways. How do you think your trio normally rolls into a town? What do you think that you normally would get up to first night? What's the order of business?
I think we'd probably look around for where to keep the good stuff, you know what I mean? Any sort of unlocked shops where there's maybe, you know, cool pieces of trinket you could sort of punch in a window, grab a bracelet. Or...
I think Kirp is really posturing in a way that deep down he doesn't really want to do this, but he's going to be like, Where's like the cool club?
Yeah, the cool.
We should
club.
Get like something cool. What's going on? What's the nightlife like in this town? He's really like sweating.
As you look around this incredibly quiet looking town, it seems real peace. And sort of serenity within these surrounds. You can smell, it's very like kind of damp and mossy, but there's like a slight rust in the air as a mixture of all these sort of weird looking old machines. There's a few people kind of milling out. They don't seem to take too much notice of you. But why don't you go ahead and roll me a stealth check, and we'll get Struddlety, and I'm assuming you're going to sort of be with the party?
Yeah, Kirp's going to be hanging out.
If you want, I'll let you roll, like, deception, if you just want to, like, be hanging out whilst they go steal stuff.
I think Kirp is looking at Duder and is like, okay, so we're immediately going to go for stealing stuff.
I'm not saying I love to steal anything either. I just want to kind of walk around and see if there's anything, you know, if it looks like there's a place where we can find some cool stuff.
You do find, very quickly, there is a shop called Sunvale Wares. And Sunvale Wares seems to specialize in repurposing old tech and using it to, like, combine to make really useful items. Also seems to have, like a herbalist area, but that seems to be some really nice looking weapons sort of hung up on the wall. You see that Mira Sunvale is just at the back kind of mixing something up, sort of gives you a little wave, turns their back, not looking at you, doesn't see any reason to pay particular attention. So you want to try and take something. You see one sword that has this sort of chainsaw like attachment that goes all the way around it that looks really quite strong.
I'm going to go in there and talk to her.
Nice. That's, yeah, Kirk.
Okay. Perfect. You go ahead and roll me a persuasion check as you go and talk to this.
Walk in.
Hello there. Travelers, I assume?
Oh, yeah. We just came into town just kind of seeing what's happening around here.
Marvelous.
I've been up on a mountain for quite some time, just sort of getting dusty by myself. And
getting dusty.
I eventually just started traveling with my two new buds.
Oh. But, as you point two new buds, go ahead and roll me. I'll roll for Strundlety.
14.
Rolled a 2. As you say, oh, my two new friends, literally as Strundlety's just fully taken this thing off of the wall and has it in his hands.
Yeah. They're going to grab whatever.
Girl,
I rolled a 9
hell?
On what my persuasion.
Girl, what the hell?
Would you rather be caught in sort of a hailstorm, but the hail is your bad memories, or would you rather make out with your cousin?
Sorry, but, I don't actually know if I have any cousins.
Little pieces of ice that, when they hit you, it invokes
I'll
a bad
memory.
I'll
definitely take the hailstorm, though, I assume.
Whoa,
wait,
really?
Is he trying to steal something? You see that she... reaches out, pulls this staff out from behind the counter, which has this gigantic glowing rock on the top. She goes, sorry, I just have to deal with this.
cast it towards Strangleteeth as he immediately gets frozen in place.
Good job. Wow.
I had to do it to him.
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to tell my friend not to do that. I was trying to tell him not to do that.
But he's with you? Are you?
We're friends, you know, and sometimes... this guy, listen. This is my friend. I've been with him all. He's got sticky fingers, if you know what I mean. You know, we all do. You know, we came in here.
Sorry, do you say you don't have any cousins?
I don't think that's the thing that we need to get.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of that.
On, and as this happens, you see that there's this rather large-looking bugbear guard with quite nice-looking armor kind of walks past and goes, "Excuse me, what seems to be the problem here?"
We were joking around in here.
Mira, is everything okay?
Don't talk to her. We're the one.
You're the the people. Mira, why have you frozen this man? Well, yes, I do believe they were trying to steal some of my wares.
Would you rather be married?
You see
to
that
your
she just
dad.
Takes the staff and sort of slowly.
Hang on, let me finish it. Married to your dad, or married to your uncle.
Roll me a dexterity saving throw.
13.
Cup, you are immediately frozen in place. However, the spell doesn't quite take, and annoyingly, your mouth is still free, so you can still. Quite to take.
Answer.
You see that this large guard goes. Yes. We have been looking for a pickpocket. There's been someone around town stealing a few things. Is that him? Sort of looks at you and goes, there is a handsome reward, I might add, for turning in this pickpocket.
It's him.
I have telepathy. I'm going to talk to Strundledeet. And I'm going to tell him, listen, Strundledeet, we're in a bit of a pickle here, okay?
Say that again.
Just take the L.
You want me to take the L?
Just take the L, and I promise you.
What do you
very
promise?
Soon, me and Kerb will be back here to save you.
You're gonna bust me out.
We're gonna figure out a
you're
way.
You bust me out later
we're
today.
Figure out
like in like 2 to 3 hours, you'll bust me out.
I promise you, with my whole heart.
I trust you as my friend, my best friend. That I know that you're going to come and find me.
It's him. Take him away.
Kerb! Yes, this man...
We caught him.
We caught this man caught stealing.
You see that this guard gets one of those... Operation. You know those, like, wheelie things with the little tray on the bottom where you, like, lift up, like, crates of beers and stuff? Gets one of those, shuffles it underneath the frozen Strangleteeth.
Yeah.
Kind of...
Yes.
Wheels him, and as he goes past you, just see that Strangleteeth looks to you and just gives you like a really big wink, like.
Absolutely.
And you just hear in your head, "We got this."
Yeah. Yeah. You caught him, and we helped you catch him. You know, we actually met this guy. I just want everybody to hear this. We met this guy, and he told us he was planning on coming into town and stealing. And me and my friend Kerp, we set up this sting operation.
This town. Yeah, we love this town.
We love this town. We're glad to be here.
Good people.
Great people. I know a lot of people's names who live here.
The bell starts to ring. Ding, 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 ding. Public execution in 20 minutes.
Oh. Ding,
ding. Who are they doing
who
that
do you think
to?
That would be?
Public execution, 20
who's
minutes.
That for?
Ding, ding.
Yeah, who do they mean? They must have a lot of criminals if they're doing a public execution in 20 minutes.
Exclusion?
A public exclusion.
Exclusion.
God.
Could you, dude, please roll me a perception check?
18.
18. As you're looking out onto the street, you see that there's a pane of like glass in the opposite sort of side of the street. And in it, as you look, right behind you stands this 12-foot tall, gigantic lady.
The scary lady.
The scary lady. You see that she bends down. She gets it. It's her sister, yeah. She bends down right next to your ear and goes,
"Forward into the forest."
Excuse me, hi. We haven't spoken. You've been just behind me for a bit, and I feel now that you're close. we can have a bit of a...
Are you saying this out loud? Or...
Yeah.
Perfect.
I feel like we should maybe have a conversation, you see.
Forward.
I understand that you're upset. I can tell by your body language.
You
and
see that
your
hand
demeanor.
In the mirror starts reaching towards Kerb.
Kerb leans over to the shopkeeper and I was like, shopkeep, I'm just wondering if there's anybody I could just hang out with here. A lot of my friends are just sort of disappearing.
Suddenly there's like a pressure around your neck.
I got a little nag in my throat.
It's getting real tight, actually.
What do you need from me? What do you need from me?
Just tell you me. Must be quick. Something is coming.
Well, you see the guy that just got taken. He's been really good
not
to me.
I think I'm allergic to something in here.
Kerb, we gotta get out of here.
You take 2 points of damage.
Kerb! Okay, look, hey, calm down.
Is there a dick?
Lady, listen. I understand that you're upset, okay, but hurting people is never okay. That's what I've always been told.
As you kind of look back, you take your attention away from Kerb for a second, you look back towards that pane of glass, she's gone, and then this old-looking, kind of hunched man with his big, heavy kind of cloak walks past, and as he does, you see that his hood kind of flicks up for a second as he looks at you and goes,
what the fuck?
Touched by the Fae.
And you see that his kind of neck starts to just taut a little bit, and he goes,
stop wasting time.
Okay, Kerb. All right, we're leaving. Get it, grab whatever, if you need anything, if you need to say goodbye to your new shopkeeper friend, we're out of here, okay?
Is there anything I can have for free?
For free? Roll me a persuasion check.
Nat 1, minus 2.
Oh, God.
So, minus 2?
Please.
She goes,
please.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, you can have something for free. She just kicks you in the shin.
Kurt falls down and is rolling around on his turtle back. Help! Help.
I go and flip Kerb over. Kerb, we gotta go, all right? Listen, I don't know what's going on, but
I miss Sago.
I understand that, okay? We all miss
we
Sago.
We never hung out, just me and you.
I know, and isn't this a great opportunity for us to get to know each other? Now, we gotta get out of this town. I don't know how to explain this to you, but there is something scary going on, and we gotta leave, okay?
Okay.
And I know we promised Strundleteeth that we would come back and we would save him, and I pray that this public execution is not of him, okay?
I mean, I guess we could figure it out another time.
Yes.
I hope it's not him.
Old man reaches up, grabs you by the lapel, pulls you down, and you look as his eyes seem to glaze over. This sort of strange inky purple seems to go over his eyes as he looks at you and goes,
find the dragon. Turtle, follow them deep into the forest, and riches you will find.
Whoa.
Or death,
right.
Or liberation, or salvation.
There's too many ores.
Who could say? Who could possibly say?
Quick clarifying question. Are you frozen? I was just going to ask if it's this turtle.
Voice.
Is it this turtle or a different turtle that I need to find? Because I have a turtle. Is this a good turtle?
Or did you say dragon turtle?
Or is it a dragon turtle? I think... I tap him on the forehead.
Gotta get away from
his eyes go back to normal. Ah! What are you doing?
I'm sorry, okay?
Get off me!
You just sort of said something. No, I don't.
Ah! There's a pervert in town!
He's a pervert.
I'm not running off.
I'm not a pervert!
Look at the pervert.
Everyone!
Pervin out.
See the guard turns around and is like, wait, what?
I am not a pervert. Everyone!
Pervert.
Look at me.
Well, that's exactly the first thing a pervert would say.
Kerb, no. Tell everybody I'm not a pervert, Kerb.
I can't. I don't know. Well, but I know that.
We got to get out of here. Kerb, come on. Look,
oh,
I
God.
Hope if Strundleteeth dies here today, then that sucks. But this guy just
But there's looked, no way to know, is
there's
there?
There's no way to know. And it's an out of sight, out of mind situation. If we get out of here now... And we can just live
it's
in a world where
somewhere.
We know that he is not, he's not
perfect.
Dead.
I love this.
Yes, let's just leave.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, he'll understand. He's making a sacrifice, you know, and if there's one thing that my friend Strundleteeth was interested in doing, it was sacrificing himself.
I have to assume that's correct.
Yeah. So we have to go, okay? I don't want to talk or see another guy like the guy that just grabbed me. And I'm just being told by a supernatural force that we have to get out of here.
All right. I'm. Kerp looks back at the shopkeeper glaring at him like, yeah, I don't think these people are that cool anyway. So, yeah, let's get out of here.
I'm sorry about. I'm sorry about him. He has no filter.
Yes, yeah, okay, it's fine. You can leave.
Yeah, we're out of here.
I can't help it. I don't have a filter.
As you make
your
way,
shoes are ugly. Bye.
See, you just hear the sound of two shoes being kicked off as you leave the store. As you leave and sort of hurriedly make your way to town, you see the guards sort of at like a real like half-paced walk, sort of like. Trying to catch up to you, but then just like gives up. It's like it's not worth it. He's got enough on his plate. As you head in towards the forest itself, it is at this point. Do you hear a low rumble coming back in the direction of the town? And there is a clang of
hungry
metal. And as you look back. You hear the sound of screams. Then you see the flicker of flames. As suddenly, you see metal creatures, beasts.
Right.
Black obsidian-like wolves, but three, four times larger than any wolf you've ever seen. Sentient-looking war machines that shoot massive crossbolts out of their mouths and into these trees that then get pulled and they topple to the ground. As you see, okay. Everyone in this town is being murdered by an onslaught of machines.
It's okay, Strundleteeth's there. He's really good at, he's a tough guy.
He's gotta be okay, right?
You can
right?
hear the distant sounds of Strundleteeth fighting his way, screaming for help. Desperately saying, save me.
I'm gonna say a little prayer.
Dude, you've got to come back for me. Where are you?
Please figure that out. Because we got to keep going this way, it seems like.
You see a couple of these huge dog-like creatures. And they sort of seem to look in your direction, seemingly picked up on your scent. What do you do?
I trip Tudor and...
Roll a dexterity saving throw, please, Tudor.
No. This sucks. Six.
Okay, you get tripped. Four of these things descend
sorry.
On you. Four of these things descend on you. You're immediately killed. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure. No, I'm just joking. You do get tripped. You smack your head on a log. You take 1 point of damage. A little trickle of blood. But you quickly catch up to Kerp, who I don't think is the quickest of people.
I'm very slow.
Kerp, what the hell?
I panicked. I'm sorry.
Did you trip me to try to make me bait?
I think one of the robots hacked me.
No. You're a turtle.
Yeah.
That's impossible, okay? Unless you got it charmed or something, and I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do know. You're
looking at your ankles. Like,
don't do it again. Huh? If you touch me, I'm doing you like I did Strundleteeth. Okay? I'm throwing you behind me.
Okay.
And I'm letting these wolves eat you.
Hey, we are friends.
Yes.
We are friends.
We have to be.
Okay.
We're in this together.
We have to be. We just have to be.
Because we are in this together now.
Okay.
So just don't trip me again.
I won't trip you if you don't trip me. Let's go.
So you begin running. Not just for a couple of minutes, a couple of hours. Slowly, those hours turn into, feels like days. As you're getting deep into this forest, but every time you go to stop or you go to slow down, you can hear that metallic clanking, thudding behind you, relentless.
We're sorry.
The forest.
I can't change.
The forest around you seems to be almost alive. As wind whips round trees, you could swear they're muttering little secrets to each other, almost as if they're looking at you, commenting, talking about you. Shadows flicker at the edge of your vision. That lady is still there, ever present, just out of the corner of your eye. There is an eerie silence. is at this point, dude, you notice now there are thousands, nay, hundreds of thousands of tiny little beetles all on the ground just running in a particular direction. They're running in that one same direction that you feel compelled, drawn to go. Go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god. 5.
11.
You both feel your eyes get really heavy. You begin to slow, having run and walked for as long as you possibly could. We both fall to the ground. So good.
Shut up. Only I can snore.
Only you can snore?
I know someone else is snoring and I hate it.
In your ear, Deuter, as you're sleeping, you hear a little beetle jumps up onto your ear, kind of puts a little hand either side of your inner eardrum, leans real close, so it's so loud,
yeah.
And just goes,
"Dragon, turtle is close. Find them. Dragons are good at finding riches."
Who are, what?
Ask questions.
I have one major question, and it's this: is this the turtle, or am I looking for a dragon turtle? You keep saying dragon turtle. I got a turtle. Is that enough? I'm looking for another thing.
Turtle, dragon.
Jesus.
Dragon turtle.
Is at this point
dragon
that you are both awoken dragon to the sound of merriment and music? It surrounds you completely. There is hundreds, thousands of resplendent-looking creatures dancing, drinking, high in the trees, swinging from the trees. A mixture of satyrs, of centaurs, bugbears, elves, all bedecked in incredible gleaming armor, wearing these huge long weapons. This looks every bit like some sort of army, but they are just drinking, laughing, passed out face down in a puddle, just having a merry time. The occasional fight breaks out, but it seems well intentioned. There's a mosh pit of bugbears dancing to the music. And every time it looks like it's just going to get to violence, they smile, laugh it off, punch each other in the shoulder. As at this point, that's something really tiny taps you on the shoulder. Yep. Hello there. My name is Marlison. I am the only one here that still has a job. It is my job to make sure that any visitors to the army are summarily taken care of. You get a drink, you get to shown around, you can stay if you like, you don't have to. Up to you. Can I get your names?
Our names?
I don't think that's a weird question.
Look, we've had a rough couple of days, okay? And I don't want to know.
Well, you've been asleep for about two, hey, so.
My name's Deuter.
Oh, yeah?
Deuter.
Well, my name is Kerp.
Wait. Don't do that.
Yeah, we're Deuter and Kerp.
Yeah.
Right.
Kerp and Deuter.
Yep.
Listen.
I'm Kerp, he is Deuter.
Well, named Deuter.
Sensing some weird tension here, and I'm not really too bothered about investigating it. So, if you don't mind, I'm just going to get on with my job so I can go, and then you can get on with having a merry time.
If you say so.
Sounds good.
That is exactly what I'd say, yeah. Okay, right, perfect. You see that this is a very, very small pixie. Wears the sort of makeshift armor made out of what appears to be beetles. Sort of the carapaces of beetles. And you see, looks sort of quite stern and a little grumpy. And yes, their job is to guide you around this place that you find yourself in, this incredible kind of glade that's filled with all these magical creatures.
Hey, Deuter. I mean, Kurt.
Yes, Deuter?
Listen.
do you think?
This is okay. This is looking a little too good to be true for me.
Well, all I know is that on our ass, we got these big fucking...
You're right.
Wolves and monster mechanical monsters. And these guys look like they got big knives. They got armor. And this guy seems like a sweet little guy.
All right. I trip, Deuter.
There's no reason for you to have done that. Where are you going?
Ah, that music. I could play this if I wanted.
What a flex.
I just had my instruments.
Which ones?
Well, what are we hearing? There's my lute.
Lute.
My pipe.
Pan flute.
Pan flute.
Maybe a little drum.
I could play any of it.
That's good. I didn't know you were a musician.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, if you're about done, just to let you know, unfortunately, the dragon ride is no longer, it's not currently active. The dragon's been asleep for about 100 years.
Wow.
So that's been, you know.
Yeah, you dropped it real casual that there's a dragon we could have ridden if it wasn't asleep. Is that...
I mean, you can try and wake it up if you want to, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's a particularly good idea. It's probably going to be dead grumpy, you know.
I would actually love to meet this dragon.
You want to meet the dragon?
Listen, this is what this lady's saying.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to meet the dragon?
I don't know. I'd like to.
Apparently, they were really fun. I wasn't alive when, you know, they were awake, so I don't know.
But I mean, I'd love to just at least look at it if I can.
Fine, Jesus Christ.
Herp is looking for the little trays that are going around.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely all kind of drinks, food, canapes, etc.
Ew.
And as you look, as you're kind of walking, making your way, there's not, like, streets or even really structures here, but there are kind of, like, almost a bit like what I imagine, like, a Burning Man or something would look like, where it's just, like, there's, like, little tents or there's just clusters of people kind of that have naturally formed, you know, little walkways and pathways that you can kind of go. And as you're kind of getting more into this sort of densely packed area, you can see that in the seeming center of this massive kind of glade, there is this floating figure, about 30 feet off of the ground, wreathed in this purple energy, is dancing. It's a really graceful, ethereal dance. And you see that sort of more towards the center, all around her, there seems to be people that are kind of matching this same movement and dance.
If I had my dancing slippers, I could do exactly
if only you had your dancing slippers.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, it's a little spooky. It's a little bit spooky.
Really? That's not my take at all. It just seems...
No, that's the Lady Talia. Lady Talia of the Moonlit Dance. So she's the reason that we're all still alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
And us too? I mean, did you guys bring us here? Why are we...
Well, probably... You see, the Lady Talia, she is perpetually dancing, and she kind of controls the nature of the forest around her and, you know, is able to constantly refill our drinks, our food, and, you know, keep us all alive.
Wow. That's kind
of
cool.
But also keeps us safe, cloaked from any dangers, that kind of thing. So perhaps it is that she sort of saw you and, you know, brought you into the fold, as it were.
Oh. Tell the Talia, you said her name is?
You can talk to her,
Oh, if I would just like to say thank you. We were in a bit of a precarious situation.
Right,
it seemed like
I'll pass
pretty dangerous.
On your thanks, Right, here we are, and you've arrived at what just appears to be a mound of, like, flowers and grass. There's a tree just sort of on top of this mound. But you do notice the mound is slowly rising and falling. And there is a real intense heat that seems to come from one part of the mound.
Oh. Is this the,
Aye.
It's a dragon in here.
Can you give me a boost?
You do not climb on this curb.
I need someone that's not so small to give me a boost, I'm realizing.
Well, you're with two very small
people. Don't look at me.
Right. So, Kerp, you're just going to have to deal with being able to only climb a little bit.
Kerp's like a little off the ground.
I'm very sorry. My friend is very
just
curious.
He's a curious guy. If he wants to climb a dragon, then
can. Is this a dragon?
Aye.
Yeah, is under this, all this?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they've been asleep for over 100 years, so.
When I look down, is it like they're kind of buried in dirt, or just I can't see the head?
Oh, it's literally like just a mound of like dirt and like grass. There's a tree growing on top, like.
Oh.
But you can see the tree is like slowly rising and falling.
Wow. So they're like under there. Huh.
Can I like walk around it and see if there's like a way?
I think you can. As you're walking around, you feel this really intense heat.
kind of blow across your like ankles at one point, and you sort of realize that there's like a bit that maybe that looks like the head, and there's like two little holes where like all the grass and stuff is like melted and burnt away.
Okay. I mean, listen, Kurt, this figure that's been following keeps saying we gotta find the dragon turtle.
You see there's a tiny little beetle on, in between those two holes, just pointing downwards. Tiny little beetle, just like...
He's, okay, do you want... What do you want to... I'm not a pervert. I'm not going
to
do...
You see the beetle's like trying to like move, and but no, obviously it's a tiny little thing. It's not doing anything.
I think we're supposed to...
You put your hand in the left
You're
one.
You're saying sounds that I don't understand.
Flips you off.
This tiny little guy gave me a tiny little finger.
Okay. I feel like... The clues are simple. We just have to go to sleep, take a couple hours rest, come back, and Kerb accidentally sits on the nose.
Absolutely incredible.
Rotatoes, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. You are the absolute best. I have been your GM, Jasper William Cartwright. My players for this arc were Zach Oyama, Aaron Keefe, and John Mackey. Please don't forget that if you enjoy these episodes, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It helps us find new people. And if you really love the show and you want more of it in your life, you can go over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon right now and get 50% off your first month using the code AXIS50. Not only that, you'll get Arc Barks where we discuss the show. You'll also get ad-free episodes. You'll get them in their full and glorious form, no part one and part two, and much, much more. You can also sign up as a free member and get this very RSS feed dropping into your app whenever new episodes drop. So it's a no-brainer to check out the Patreon. It's in the link in the description below. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you, and we will catch you very soon. Yippee-i-yo. And if you want an explanation for why I say yippee-i-yo now, you're going to have to go to the Patreon and check out Campaign 2 of AXIS. Yippee-i-yo!
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun, and have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.